specifically about the one particular Rashi in Parshas Bullock that always bothers me. So Rashi raised the issue, and it's well known. You probably heard about it when you're already a little kid in elementary school. That he says, why is it that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Nevuah to Bilam? You see, Bilam wasn't such a great guy, to say the least, right? There's for those of you who know, it's Gemara in Perek Chelek, at the end of Sanhedrin, that lists off those who don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba, and one of the people's list on the list. Now, there are more people that don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba, but it names mentioned in Tanakh, among the list of four Hedyotos, of four non-kings, who don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba, whose names are mentioned in Tanakh, one of them is Bilam. And then Mar Bar Avashi says to his son, "Lekulu lo tafis lemidrish lebarmi bilam arasha." Right? Says you shouldn't darshan all of them. All the other people on the list shouldn't darshan them in the negative, except for bilam arasha. Whatever you can find to darshan for the negative, you should always darshan. All right, that's a separate shmooze. Why do we do that? But you see that there's a tremendous hatred that Chazal had for bilam, and we see it's somewhat well earned. Nevertheless, it's just a pella that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to make this man into a Navi. How is it possible that he chose to be Mashre, the Shekhinah, on such an individual? And Rashi tells us, based on a Midrash Tanchuma, which it's kedai to see the whole Midrash inside, I'll mention some of it inside. Rashi says, based on a Midrash Tanchuma, that it's because he didn't want there to be a Pischon Peh to the Umos Olam. Right, I'll read you the lashon here of the medrash. So it says, "Hatsur tamim paalo ki kol drachav mishpat." Right, that's from Parshas Hazinu, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is perfect and everything he does is just. Ki lo iniach a Kodesh Baruch Hu laakum pischon pe lovo lomar she'ata rechak tanu v'lo nasata lana k'moshin nasata li Yisrael b'olam. He did not want the old Avodah Zarah to be able to say that you gave Klal Yisrael all these great things, and you didn't give us what you gave them. Ma asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, kishem shehemid melachim chachamim v'neviim liYisrael, kach hemid la'akum. Right. So the same way he gave kings, and he gave wise people, and he gave prophets to Klal Yisrael, he did the same for the Obdei Avodah Zarah, for the Umos HaOlam. V'nivdeku malcheihem v'neviim chachamim shel Yisrael im. Right, and he says they were equal. They were just as good. They had all the talents that the Jewish kings and the Jewish chachamim and the Jewish neviim had. Right, and he goes through. He says we got Shlomo HaMelech. They got Nebuchadnezzar. Right, we got who does he go with next? Right, so he goes with Haman versus David HaMelech. Right, he says we got David HaMelech. He had tremendous wealth. And what did he use it for? He used it to give over to Shlomo to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Haman had tremendous wealth. And what did he use it for? He tried to use it for genocide. Right? He tried to pay off Achashverosh to wipe out the Jewish people. Hamid Moshe Lohem the Yisrael, Shoyim Medaber Imo, Kolzman Sheyirtze. He gave us, a Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the Koach to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever he wanted. Right? Hamid Lohem Bilam, Medaber Imo, Kolzman Sheyirtze. And he gave us Bilam, he gave them Bilam, who could speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he wanted. Meaning, it wasn't, if you would have gone to another Navi and asked him, all right, this is what I want you to do, ask Hashem if it's okay, or he could volunteer, I'm going to ask Hashem if it's okay. He didn't know, he could have waited another 30 years without receiving a Nevuah for this. Bilam knows, if I want to ask God a question, I'm going to get an answer tonight. That's a koach no other Navi besides Moshe Rabbeinu had. And he says, nevertheless, Yisrael, look at the difference. Neviyeh Yisrael Masir Nesu Umos Ala Veros. V'chein Hu Omer Tzofa Lagoyim Nesaticha. That's not what it says. It says, right, Hashem said, I made you a Navi for the Goyim. V'neviyim Shehemet Mina Omos Nosnim Pirtzo La'abi Nesabrios Min Olam Haba. Right, he says he gave Yirmiyo the job, and you're going to be a Navi, you're going to warn everybody not to averus. He gave Bilam the same job, and he tells you, oh, go be Mizana with the Baros Minyan. Go worship Baal Peor. So he says, and he goes further with this idea. So what's going on over here? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave these kochos to Bilam. Why did he do it, says Rashi, based on this medrash? Because he didn't want the Nevi'eh, he didn't want the Musalim to say, you didn't give us what you gave them. Had you given us the same thing, then it would have been just as good for us. Really? He gave us Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave them Bilam. That seemed like a good deal to you? Oh, and the medrash says they were equal. Well, they're so equal. Bilam is this awful guy, and Moshe Rabbeinu, this amazing tzaddik, but they're equal. Don't worry; they could both call on God at the same time. Okay, so in one way they're equal, in every other way it's a terrible contrast. So he says, "I gave you David HaMelech; I gave them Haman." Okay, I mean that's nice and all, but they're not equal, right? So I think that the way to understand this, at least one way to understand this, obviously a lot you could say, but the Mishnah in Maseches Avos in the fifth parak, Hey Yates, says, Kol nishiyesh bo shlosh advarim alalu mitamidav shel Avraham Avinu. If you have these three midos, you're like a student of Avraham Avinu, v'shlosh advarim acherim mitamidav shel Bilam Rasha. And if you have these three other midos, you're a student of Bilam. And what are these midos? Ayin tova, ruach nemucha, nefesh shvelim. Right? So if you have an ayin tova, what's an ayin tova? Right, what's that? Right? That's a Little League term, no? So, walks is due to the head. Good eye. Right? So, what does it really mean?
Positive.
So it's not really positive either. It means when you see, well, sometimes, well, when you look at Bilam, you say ayin ra. Right? An ayin hara. What's an ayin hara? So, without getting the fancy ayin hara, but the simple meaning of ayin hara, when it's found in Chazal, it means that when I see someone has something, I look on him jealously, begrudgingly. Somebody says about this other fellow, oh, he's such a brilliant fellow. I'm like, hey, he's not so smart, right? I hear something good about him, and I'm like, hey, he's overrated, right? I see this guy, he has this nice new car, and I'm like, oh, I wish I had that new car. Like, you look upon somebody very negatively. Right, that's why when people say bli ayin hara, they mean like I'm not saying this to brag. I'm giving you information, right? Obviously, if you say bli ayin hara, I'm the greatest, you know, I'm the wealthiest, I'm the fanciest, I'm the best. So that bli ayin hara, it doesn't really work. Like you buy yourself a bright red Ferrari and drive it up and down Central Avenue all day, but you have a red bendel and a chamsa tied to the top. Like you dafka bring an ayin hara on yourself, but I don't know if without the chamsa it wouldn't work, but with both probably it works. But the idea is that an ayin tova means when I see something good happens to somebody else, I'm happy for him. I want people to have good things, right? I want there to be more tamidei chachamim in the world. I want there to be more people who are happy and wealthy and comfortable and have a lot of bracha in their lives. That's the midah of Avraham Avinu versus the midah of Bilam, right? And then we have the second one is what was the second midah? Lost the place already, sorry. Right? Ayin tov, ruach nemucha. Right? Have a lowly spirit, a humble spirit. The nefesh shefala. So which one is which? They both sound very humble. One of them means like you have small appetites. Right? I don't have such a large appetite for all of the taivas of this world. Right? It's not necessarily a good midah to be a person who enjoys partaking in everything. Right? It's try to like lessen the appetite that we have for like the pleasures of this world to the best of our ability. You don't have to like eat whatever it is, like there's dinner, somebody's serving dinner, whether it's at home, whether it's in camp, whether it's at a restaurant, whatever it is, you hear about there's a fancy, meaning you hear about there's a better version of the dinner that you're eating at a different restaurant. Yeah, you could have a steak, but this steak was only a regular steak that you buy in the supermarket and you put it on the grill. But it's not aged, right? It's not aged. I can't eat it if it's not aged. So then so you go to the restaurant that serves the aged steak, but then they opened up a new restaurant. I don't even know what the difference is, but I know this restaurant charges more for the same meat, so it must be better. And you can't constantly climbing the ladder, right? When I was a kid, there was a Jew, drove a certain kind of car. Now, like, all boundaries have been broken, and like, whatever the top of the top is, that's what, the frum community is driving. Like, so Maman of Shach, I always said, like, you can't tell the difference between, like, the luxury cars of 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and the luxury cars of today. Meaning, you're going to tell me, I need the German car because it hugs the road better when I'm driving 85 on the highway. Like, I'm like, first of all, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but I guarantee you, you can't tell. And if you can tell, that's worse. Saying that means you're holding, you've raised your standards, ad kedei kach, that like, now you actually know the difference between what it feels like to drive Nebuch 85 in a Lexus versus in the new, you know, in the new BMW Roadster. Like, that's not the spirit of an Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is mistabik mamuah. Now, again, it doesn't mean you should never enjoy yourself in life. It doesn't mean you shouldn't appreciate the finer things. You can appreciate them, but it does mean, like, not every time I sit down on the couch does it have to be, like, the leather that was imported from wherever. Like, it could just be a nice couch. It could just be a comfortable seat, right? A Jewish rear end doesn't always have to be, you know, sitting in the finest of the finest couches. It could just be a regular chair, you know? And the last thing, obviously, the two are very closely related, is the humility of Avraham Avinu, right? That the idea that Avraham Avinu was just a humble person, and he had this ability. And obviously, all three are the opposite when it comes to Bilam. Bilam had the ayin ra, he had the ayin hara, that he was looking negatively upon Klal Yisrael. And he had, and whatever, you could bring Raya's from the Psukim for all of these things. So what does this have to do with what we started with? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him this idea. So I want, there are two basic approaches. One is the approach of the Tiferes Yisrael, which I just saw, I looked in the Masifta, and we have in the back of the Beis Medrash on Perkei Avos. So he also quotes a similar word from Rav Chatzko Levenstein in the Ori Chazkel. It's a similar idea. So the Tiferes Yisrael, this Pirushan Mishnayis, says that Bilam was a chacham gadol ke Achitofel. He was as brilliant as Achitofel. And how do we know he was so brilliant? Because his Eitzah, when it came to the Benos Midyan, was really brilliant. It was really just a great idea. You see, he was a great advisor. Right? And he was a Navi gadol ke Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. And he was as great a Navi. He's quoting Chazal for each of these ideas. The kol zeh lo ho'il lo. None of this helped him. Right, he says, because he had these three terrible midos. Right, so he says that these are the big three of midos that lead to all averus, basically. So you're saying that you give Bilam all the gifts in the world, and it's not going to help if he has these bad midos. Right, he says Avraham Avinu is the great contrast for Bilam, not just because of the difference in his midos, but Avraham Avinu is a great contrast to Bilam because he took the privileges that he received in life, and look what he did with, he was able to accomplish great things with them because he had these core midos that he could build upon, and he become something great. Bilam had all, right, nowadays it's a very political term, you say like everybody has a privilege, right? You have this privilege, that privilege. So you say, but the whole point is, it's not, I'll get back to this in a second, but it's if you don't have those good midos, you can get every privilege in the world. It's not going to help you. You have to know, have to be able to channel in the right direction and to do good things with it. Bilam took all of this brilliance that he was given and this Ruach HaKodesh that he was given, and he did nothing with it. So that's Nakuda number one. But it's more than this, and I think this is very relevant to camp. I think we can all agree that, I don't know if we could all agree, this is what I think. You can deal with every kind of kid. Every single person in the world, whether he's definitely as a kid, maybe even as an adult. If you're a big enough tzaddik, you could deal with these people as adults as well. I'm not even willing to get involved. But there are people in the world who are great tzaddikim that can have a positive influence even on adults like this. But when it comes to kids, you can deal with pretty much every kind of kid. There is a way to help every kid. But the hardest kid to help, doesn't mean he can't be helped, but he's the hardest kid to help, is the spoiled brat. That's the most difficult one. Right? It's just very... it doesn't dafka mean that he's so wealthy. It doesn't mean that he's so special. It just means that he doesn't know what the word no sounds like. He's never heard it. And it's very hard for him. He's been given things he doesn't deserve because he never earned anything. For a kid who doesn't know how to earn things, he doesn't know what the word no means, it's very, very difficult to turn him around. It can be done, and it should be done, but it's very difficult to point them in the right direction. Bilam was essentially the spoiled brat of Nevuah. Right? That's what he was. He didn't earn his Nevuah. He was given it. Why was he given it? So there wouldn't be a Pisgah path to the Ummah Sa'olam. But it's dafka because it was done this way that the Ummah Sa'olam have no Pisgah path. Because what are you going to complain? You didn't give us enough things? The whole point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing is, I gave it to you for nothing. You didn't earn it. And since you didn't earn it, you didn't know what to do with it. And you used it for all the wrong things. Again, going back to the verse Yisrael, you channeled it through these negative nidos. So all the privileges and gifts of the world, it's not going to help you if you didn't earn it and you don't know what to do with it. That's the contrast between Avraham Avinu. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Avraham Avinu? Just in Parshat Pshat. Yes, it is true that, like, in other words, when Avraham Avinu jumped into the Kibshon Eish, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him to do that? Just for getting, so even according to the Medrash, that he was a young man and he was thrown into the Kibshon Eish, it wasn't something that was given to him. He discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own, and he was willing to sacrifice himself for it. But even without getting into the Medrash of the Kibshon Eish, Avraham Avinu didn't speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for many, many years of his life, and he was still going around, you know, preaching monotheism, trying to make the world a better place, trying to bring this to other people. He earned his Nevuah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally came to him and said, Lech Lecha, that was after years and years of developing and growing. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to show the world is, it's not about what I give you, it's about you earning something, building yourself up to it. So I gave you everything. I gave you people who had the same exact kochos as the great leaders of Klal Yisrael, but I gave it to them. I dafka gave it to them when they didn't deserve it, to show you that that corrupts, that destroys you. And it's not, you know, there's in the world, just a last mushroom, but in the world there's an idea that people, you know, constantly playing the lottery. If you go to, you know, 7-Eleven or you go to a corner store or whatever, there's constantly people playing the lottery. And yet you read about all of these stories, about all these lottery winners that they were, you know, fairly happy before, but they had dreams of winning the lottery, and then they won the lottery and their lives were just utterly destroyed. So you always wonder, like, okay, maybe you just won't be any better off than you were before. Why is your life destroyed by winning the lottery? The answer, not the only answer, there's a lot to say about it, but it's when you get something that you have no shaykhus to, that you didn't earn it, you don't know what to do with it, it destroys you. Bilam got this, he was the spoiled brat, he was the lottery winner of Nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave him wisdom, he gave him Nevuah. He didn't know what to do with it, he hadn't earned it, he hadn't built himself up to it. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was demonstrating to the world what it means to be given a gift that you don't know what to do with it, it's just going to eat you up. As opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, he built himself up and then he got the gift. Avraham Avinu was the ultimate extreme of that. But that's the yesod, I think, that Rashi is trying to give over by quoting this Medrash, is that it's not about the privileges that we receive in this world. It's about, A, having the core midos to be able to channel them in the right direction, but even more so, B, earning those privileges along the way and building ourselves up to the point that we know what to do with all the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us. Have a great day.